Quick, who's running for state senate in your neck of the woods this year? Nothing coming to you?
You know, here's what it is. You're right. People, if you ask them who the candidates are for state senate in their district, in any district in the state, they'd be hard-pressed to list them.
Nancy Steenson of Danville knows she's probably one of those names you can't name. She's a Republican running for the District 23 state senate seat. It's just one of a handful of competitive races across the state that could determine control of that chamber. Look back over just the last few legislative sessions, and you quickly see why this statewide tug-of-war is so important this year. It's the Senate where New Hampshire's most far-reaching policy decisions, and the ones most likely to affect your daily life, have been made in recent years. The state budget, Medicaid expansion, cuts to business taxes. In each case, the Senate's version was largely the one that carried the day.
I think that's always been the case. And
Curtis Barry, a lobbyist in Concord for two decades, says the state Senate, rather than the 400-member House, has often been the place for good old-fashioned deal-making in the state House.
Right. Well, because there are fewer of them, each one individually is much more important. The vote of each one of them is far more important. It necessitates more compromise, more reaching across the aisle.
Compromise? Reaching across the aisle? That's not the tone of this campaign season, at least not at the national level. So here's the question facing state Senate candidates. How do you get voters to see that these down-ballot races matter? Rich Killian, a consultant who's advising the GOP's Senate Political Committee, has a simple message for his party's candidates this year. Keep it close to home.
There seems to be an unease on both parties, a lack of universal support for the top of the ticket, which kind of lends to what always works in New Hampshire anyway, which is local candidates should run local races.
Killian says by limiting their pitches to bread and butter issues, taxes, spending, public schools, candidates can pierce through the noise of the national debate.
I think that's a great thing for the candidates because they can focus in their own district, whether it's Exeter or whether it's Enfield, and they can focus on those voters locally.
And it's costing more to get those voters to pay attention. Since 2004, Senate candidate spending has jumped by more than 50%. In the last election, several candidates spent more than $250,000 on their races. That's not counting money spent by outside special interest groups or cash spent by the political parties, which have raised more than $500,000 so far this year.
You know, we really focus on running professional campaigns.
Gene Martin of the New Hampshire Democratic Party says serious candidates nowadays need a more polished and costlier approach to win.
And for a long time, the state Senate, I think, was a pretty easy thing. You would, you know, maybe raise $30,000. You know, now our candidates are raising $100,000 to $200,000 and running really competitive, sophisticated races.
Targeted phone banks and advertising efforts, signs, brochures, campaign websites. As candidate Nancy Steenson has found, it adds up.
Literature costs money to print. Signs cost money to order. Mailings cost money. These kinds of things just cost a lot of money. And the more you raise, the more you can spend.
Sitting in his basement office across from the State House, Senator Dan Feltes of Concord has it easy this campaign season. He's running uncontested for re-election. Feltes is a Democrat, so you might be surprised to hear him say he's sad to say goodbye to some of his retiring Republican colleagues. But listen to his list of the biggest accomplishments of the past legislative session.
Medicaid expansion, the heroin and opioid public health crisis, affordable housing, energy policy.
And it might make sense. In each case, the deals on those issues were bipartisan affairs, Republicans and Democrats teaming up. Feltes says with this year's GOP retirees, the Senate is losing some of its cross-aisle dealmakers.
My concern is some of the folks that are leaving, retiring, some of the Republicans were people that would work deals out, would be willing and open to compromise if you make a good argument, if you have good policy ideas, willing to iron out the wrinkles. You know.
Those departing Republicans, like Nancy Stiles of the Seacoast and David Booten of Hooksett, have left busy races to replace them, and they might end up being among the tightest Senate races this fall. Presidential years tend to be good ones for Democrats in New Hampshire, with more voters coming out to the polls. So the party has its eyes on those battleground Senate districts. Still, ask the candidates themselves, and they'll tell you, it's not easy to predict how the winds will blow in November, especially with the unpredictable race at the top of the ballot.
That's a million-dollar question. Nobody knows what to expect.
Maureen Barrows of Exeter is another Republican running for the District 23 seat.
I mean, I watch CNN, I watch a few other channels, and I'm as confused as anyone out there. I'm focusing on what I can do or what I hope I can do and what others already in Concord or hope to be elected can do.
Voters will get their first crack at these state Senate candidates on primary day, September 13th. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Barrick.